Hey everyone, welcome back to Clubhouse Movies Podcast, where we review movies and talk shop about movies. I am your host, Mark Rubalcaba, economist and film enthusiast, and I'm joined once again by Mr. Abel Panetta, professional photographer and adventurer extraordinaire. Welcome back to Shop Talk Movie News, and man, we got some hot movie news for you.
It's been dropping, man.
Yeah, man.
Lots of it.
Dropping it. If you haven't seen it yet, see the new Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. Yeah. Let's take a quick look.
That's right, folks. Spider-Man is, in fact, Peter Parker.
Multiverse. Hello, Peter.
All right, well, we just saw the new Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. Man, was that hot.
It was good. Did a spider somehow mesmerize you?
Yeah, well, the big thing in the trailer is Doc Ock is back. So J. Jonah Definitely. Jameson has been back from the Raimiverse.
Yeah.
And William Dafoe, it seems like he might be back too because he had that gnarled.
Like we're hoping it's him.
Yeah.
We're hoping it's him.
Because everyone is under the impression that Jamie Foxx's Electro is coming back.
Yeah. Which would be so weird. But I mean,
but he's going to be a different Electro apparently. So it'd be
They are dealing now in the multiverse. Are we going to see Andrew Garfield and
Tobey Maguire? That's the other belief too. You know what might have happened because it looked like Doctor Strange was casting the spell, then everything went to hell.
Yeah.
What if that happened when they killed Kang the Conqueror? When Kang the Conqueror died, and that's what made the multiverse go out of whack.
Oh man, tie in right there with Loki, huh?
Yeah, it's got to be right.
Yeah, I mean it was when everything went into the multiverse.
Because the thing
now
about
it ties into what if.
The thing about it is, like, did Doctor Strange really screw up that spell that bad? It can't be, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would be
something external had to have happened, and I bet it's Kang the Conqueror messing everything up.
Yep. I mean, I think so. I liked it. I'm definitely going to watch this movie. I mean, just to keep with the continuity of it all. Just some good knee light around, dear boy. Tell you what.
There you go. So The other big belief is maybe Daredevil is going to be Spider-Man's lawyer.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, like they keep, I've seen a few doctored ones where they have the new Daredevil, the Daredevil that was on Netflix's MCU, we'll say, his Matthew Murdock.
A good Daredevil.
He was great, man, with his one take action scenes that were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the whole shot himself. It was good.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see.
I hope they bring him back.
Daredevil and the Punisher and Jessica Jones and.
Yeah, those would be cool, man.
Luke Cage, Iron Fist. Not of Iron Fist, but you know,
not
everybody
Iron
else.
Fist, but everybody else for sure.
But Daredevil, be is pretty it, awesome. I just mentioned him. I saw it again.
Yeah, there you go. Crush, maybe?
I know. In other news, also all the Marvel news, apparently Agatha from WandaVision is joining Disney's Halloween party.
Yeah, for Oogie Boogie Bash, which I'm actually going to.
Is that in Hollywood?
No, that's in...
the other one.
That's in
Anaheim.
Disney California Adventure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
the one no one goes to.
No, everybody goes to that one.
California Adventure, all right.
Dude, they launched Avengers Campus in there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they got a whole new Spider-Man ride. The Spider-Man ride is subpar, by the way. Can never beat out Star Wars.
What do you do in the Spider-Man ride? You ride on his back?
You literally do this. That's it. And you go and you shoot spider webs. But there's a hack. You do this. You do the same thing.
Everyone remember hack for the Spider-Man ride.
Web-slingers.
Web-slingers in California Adventures Campus, whatever, Avengers Campus. Do that.
Just air chop.
Air chop.
Chop. Save your arm. Save your workout. You shouldn't be working out of a park anywhere.
Yeah, hide your kids, hide your wife, and air chop.
Air chop.
So, yeah, that should be fun. I've actually never gone to any of Disney's Halloween stuff.
This will be our first time, actually.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I always want to see the mansion, Haunted Mansion.
Oh, man, dude. That thing. I mean, apart from like Halloween, so me and my wife go all the time. We've been pass holders for well over a decade. But like they have separate ticketed events for these things. So this Oogie Boogie Bash is a ticketed event. It was good. It's good. They had it once before, then the pandemic killed it all. But hey, we're back.
Pandemic killed everything. You got anything you want to report on really fast?
Yeah. Matrix 4 finally has a title. It's called Dark City. No, I'm kidding. It's called
Matrix 4, Dark City, The Darkening.
It's called Matrix 4, Resurrections. I wonder if they're going to de-age Keanu since he's...
There's videos of them both where the belief is that they they're in the Matrix, but they don't know they're in the Matrix again.
Oh. Oh, so that would be crazy.
So they meet in a coffee shop.
That's very reminiscent.
Yeah. That was such a stupid movie. I was thinking, remember there?
And we still gave it a soft recommendation. You guys finally get to watch
super
it.
Super soft recommendation.
It's a raging semi.
I remember like they met in the clock store. Why a clock store? They didn't talk about it, did they? But anyway, yeah. So it's directed by Lana Wachowski only. Lily Wachowski is making taking a break from Hollywood. So that comes out on HBO Max in theaters. So I hope that's good.
Yeah, I can't wait. I don't even know when it drops.
Christmas, I believe.
Oh, cool.
So we should, because they saw it at Comic-Con, like the early footage. That's where they say it.
Well, speaking of Comic-Con or another con, is CinemaCon dropped a sizzle reel for that Uncharted movie with starring Tom Holland.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that trailer drops pretty soon.
I really wanted to see Nathan Fillion.
Dude, yes.
As Uncharted guy.
Like,
what's his name?
Built for him. I don't know his name.
It's okay.
I don't know. His name.
It's okay.
Drake, I guess.
Nathan Drake. Well, you know what? There was actually a fan film that you should all go check out.
Oh, I saw it. You guys have to watch it.
Because it's Nathan Fillion and Stephen Lang, who plays the bad guy. We'll talk about him too. In Avatar, he plays his like father figure or whatever. Yeah, he does a really good job. He plays Sully.
Yeah, he plays Sully, which in the actual licensed release movie is being played by Mark Wahlberg of all people.
Yuck.
Like, what?
Everyone was
I'm like a mocky mock dog.
Everyone was hoping it would be Nathan Fillion with Bruce Campbell playing Sullivan.
Oh my God. That would have been amazing. I think, you know what it is? I think it's just because they're a little too old for the audience that they're targeting, but it's like, hey guys, the people who played those games are us.
I don't think they understand what's going on in the world, because Nathan Fillion, like, he was a detachable kid.
Yeah, TKD.
Yeah, so he was pretty funny and like
TDK.
That. Mm-hmm. There's also some Office news. They're saying that whenever Greg Daniels wants to do a reboot for The Office, we're standing by. So whenever things like this pop up,
oh man,
I tend to think that they're on the horizon. So
they've been talking about it for sure. If that's happening,
be on the lookout for an Office spinoff. We need some other Michael Scott analog.
Oh my God, it's so good. He has so many lines for everything.
That's what she said.
Oh dang it, you beat me to the punch, dude.
I know at my old job, someone said something stupid like that, and something stupid, and I was in another room, and I used to yell, "That's what she said."
You're like, oh God, I'm so good now. I got it out.
Yeah, that's what she said too.
Oh my God.
But anyway.
Talking myself into a corner here.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. So the actress Letitia Wright suffers a minor injury while shooting Black Panther 2. As you may remember, she played the Black Panther's sister, who provides them all the tech. So, but
yeah, did you give me like the Iron something, whatever it's called?
I don't know. I want to see
Ironheart. I think it's called.
I want to see the next one. So hopefully,
I do too, man. So
we'll see what they do with the new what the new Black Panther, since Chadwick Boseman is no longer with us.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That was a shock.
He hit that pretty good, man. Like even like his family also, you know, like none of the studio heads knew.
Did they show it? I think Kevin Feige did. I don't know. They hit it.
Probably, dude.
Did he show up yet on What If? You're watching What If, right?
Yeah, he actually. So in the second episode of What If, oh my God, I can't even think. T'Challa actually shows up as Star-Lord in this universe, and it's of the three episodes that are currently out, that has to be my favorite. And he actually makes Thanos a good guy. It's crazy. They're like Robin Hoods of space now.
Yeah, we got to do a season wrap or something.
Yeah,
for what if? Just to close it out, because we did a low key, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got in other news?
Sylvester Stallone has a movie coming out in 2022. I believe it's called The Samaritan, or just Samaritan.
Dumb friends.
No, yeah. Hand.
Bird.
Get off the mic.
Bird.
Apparently, it's a superhero thriller.
What?
Ooh, there we go. I mean, that's. That's it for me for now. Oh.
But anyway, until then, we are going to start a new segment called Avatar Watch.
Oh. waiting for it to drop.
I'm gonna put away those bloobs because we're coming back to Pandora.
Those bloobs.
Well, anyway, as you may or may not know, the first Avatar, written and directed by James Cameron, way back in 2009, went on to gross just under $3 billion worldwide. Avatar 2 is planned to be released in 2022, and more Avatar sequels are planned all the way to Avatar 5, which is tentatively scheduled to be released in 2028. Rumors are the sequel will be about the waters of Pandora. And, you know, the latest Avatar news.
Oh, man. Super exciting. I've been waiting for these sequels since I watched the first one. And I saw that one 10 times in theaters back in 2009.
Well, the thing about James Cameron is, like, you know, like Steven Spielberg, like, he puts out good movies, right?
Yeah.
But
like, yeah,
he also puts out a lot of stinkers.
He does.
And he puts them out regularly. What's his name? Even Ridley Scott, we talk about, or any of our favorite directors. They put out some good
movies.
They're
prone to putting out bad stuff.
Just because, you know, they miss the mark sometimes. James Cameron has not put out a bad movie.
Yeah, they're all just like, they're swings and they're just into the stratosphere.
And they change the game.
Yeah.
They're not just movies. They change the game. So yeah, he's working to change the game.
Well, just like his ex-wife, what is it? His ex-wife, when the movie... God, what was that movie where it was about? It was Jeremy Renner was in it, and he was a...
The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker. So The Hurt Locker came out around the same... actually, around the exact
same
time.
Catherine Bigelow, I believe.
Yeah, Catherine... Yeah. This is just like a for instance of how great this guy is that movie came out at the same time as Avatar. It went on to actually win an Academy Award and all this stuff. But who talks about The Hurt Locker? Like over a decade later, no one. Not one person, unless you want to be sad and just watch that movie.
Yeah.
But Avatar, I just watched it again for probably the millionth time, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It's good to see where Sam Worthington is. As you may or may not know, I think Chris Pratt is the new Sam Worthington now. So, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But in recent news, Stephen Lang has actually finished filming Avatars 2 and 3. And if you remember, he died in the first one.
Yeah, or so we think he did.
And it's the same with Sigourney Weaver. They believe that Sigourney Weaver is back.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney, what did I say?
Sigourney.
Sigourney. Sorry. Sigourney Weaver.
What's wrong with this picture? Where is my cigarette?
I know. She'll be back. And if you want to watch James Cameron do a Q&A, he did it on YouTube. Just type James Cameron Q&A on YouTube.
Oh.
And it's like a 20-minute video. You can hear what he's saying about Avatar. But it is coming out.
Finally. God, so many delays.
We'll see it next year. And I do think it's going to be bigger than Star Wars eventually when it does come out.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be huge, man.
So hopefully... That's what she said.
I was waiting for it. So she.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, that was Avatar news, or what do we call it? That was Avatar Watch.
Waiting for the drop. Whoa, and I just saw something that dropped yesterday. Some other news.
Oh, for Avatar?
No, I wish it was Avatar. It was for. It's actually for Spider-Man: No Way Home. So apparently, Tobey Maguire was reportedly edited out of the trailer. What? And this is and this may or may not be true. This was from the website We Got This Covered.
They don't.
So may have they got it. They may have got it uncovered? Oh no.
I don't know. We'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Take it as rumor.
All of this is a grain of salt, guys.
Yeah.
All of this. This trailer took forever to come out. There we go. Yeah, I mean, nothing else.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
He's got nothing. Well, anyway.
We had something, but now we got nothing. I missed that completely.
And then, you know, Jose, he was feeding all the pigeons in Echo Park, so they had to kick him out. They sent him to the barge. That was Shop Talk Movie News with just a hint of Avatar Watch. We will catch you next time on Clubhouse Movies Podcast, and we hope to cover Free Guy. Candyman. And we'll see what else comes out. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, and try commenting.
Yeah, also make sure to hit that ding icon so that way you get notified whenever we drop anything new.
Yeah, remember, we're on podcast and YouTube form, so you can watch us however you want to watch us. And let us know Oh, yeah. We read your comments. That's why we got Avatar Watch in there. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely reading them. And we are working on that list of best movies ever coming out. And remember, whenever we make an ASMR movie, that's one of our best movies, too.
Yeah. Always an A+.
Yeah. So, and watch those ASMR ones. Let us know if, like, you can actually fall asleep to them or, like, they're really funny.
Yeah. we're not saying that to say it ourselves. We're actually being told that they are funny.
Yeah. Watch an ASMR video.
Just don't listen to them while you drive.
Yeah. Don't operate heavy machinery. Don't listen to while you drive.
There's a whole disclaimer for you right when you click on it.
Beavis and Butthead are not not role models. They're not even human. But anyway, yeah, disclaimers always means the next thing you're going to see is good because they really care about it. Anyway, we will catch you next time on the other side. This is Mark Rubalcaba on Clubhouse Movies Podcast for Mr. Abel Panetta. We will catch you next time.